Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so the kasha we had was, again, the Gemara started off asking what kind of schus are we talking about that she has that's going to delay her sentence. He said it can't be the schus of Torah because she's not mitzvah in it. If she's not mitzvah, it's not such a strong schus, and it's not going to be sufficient to delay her sentence. Elamai is schus of mitzvahs. But mitzvahs are not strong enough, as we see from different psukim, and all the analogies we have, you know, showing that mitzvahs are not as chashuv as Torah. So we're just under the assumption that mitzvahs are not going to be strong enough to be a schus, to be toila for her. That was the kasha.
So can I say something really quick? Just the whole maisa with the torch, the daylight, and that was all Torah, right? That was all Torah.
No. Yeah. The first one is mitzvahs. The first part is mitzvahs.
The nair is the...
The nair is...
Right. No, but I'm talking about the mashal adam.
Yeah. So the first part is mitzvahs, but it doesn't
the
say from everything. All
it
says
is a nair. The torch is a candle?
The torch is the mitzvah, yeah. Nair mitzvah.
And it only partially protects.
Correct.
Okay, and then the sun? Is that light?
Yeah.
That's light. That's the only partially protects.
Correct. But it's partially only because of the Yitzhara.
But it's not.
As we'll see.
But it's not Lo'ilam. It's not light. Light protects.
Well, that's enough light. The next thing was the fork in the road when you go on the right path. When you die.
That was the thing that would be completely protected.
That was done. Right. That's when you're done. When there's no more Nisayan anymore.
So we see from that, from the torch, that mitzvah's not enough?
Correct. Mitzvah does. Basically, we're showing that mitzvahs are not as strong as Torah.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
The Gemara's assumption is that it's not going to be enough. To which the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, in fact, mitzvahs are enough. Why? Because even though mitzvahs are not as strong as Torah, but here's the difference. Mitzvah be'idna at the time. A mitzvah be'idna. At the time, the osikba, that he's involved in the mitzvah, magna u'matzla. It protects from yisurim, and it saves from the yetzahara. Be'idna deloy asikba, at the time that he's not involved in it, agune magna, it protects from yisurin, but atzule le'matzla, but it does not save from the yetzahara. Now, just pause for a second. Right there is really our answer. Mitzvahs are, in fact, strong enough to save from yisurin, even be'idna deloy asik, even at the time when, not at the time that they are isik in it. Okay, fine. Now we're just continuing to say the contrast of what Torah is. Torah, bein be'inna da'asikba, both at the time when you aren't involved in Torah, or bein be'inna da'loyasikba, and at the time that you're not involved in it, magna u'matzla. Rabbi Yosef says that it protects from yisurim and it saves from the Yetzirah. That's what Rabbi Yosef says, and that's his terence, how he's answering the question. So now the Gemara asks Akasha, maskif lo Rava. Rava has a kasha on Rav Yosef, Elameyata, but now if this is true, Doyeg va'achitoyfel, Doyeg and achitoyfel, Milay aski b'Torah, weren't they involved in Torah? And you just got finished saying that Torah protects and saves from the Yetzirah even when they're not involved in Torah. So if you're correct, Amay lo higina alayu, why didn't Torah protect him from Yisurim and save him from the Yetzirah? Doyeg and Achitoyfel, we know that they both, you know, had horrible ends, and the Yetzirah, you know, chapped them. So, if you're correct, why didn't the Torah save them from the Yetzirah? They were oisik b'Torah. So, El Amar Rava, rather Rava says, and he's not really changing the basic answer to the original question that we had. He's just changing how the, you know, Torah and mitzvah are different. Rava says like this, Torah be'in the da'asik ba'atara, at the time that you're involved in it, magna u'matzla, it protects and it saves. Be'in the da'asik ba'at the time that you're not involved in it, agune magna, it protects, but atzula le'matzla, but it does not save from the Yetzihara. And that's your answer for doyeg and achi toifel. When they were not involved in living atara, the Yetzihara was able to chap them. Mitzvah, but mitzvah, bein be'in the da'asik ba'at. Both at the time that you are involved in the mitzvah, and at the time that you're not involved in it, agune magna, it protects from yisurim, but atzule le'matzlo, but it does not save you from the Yetzirah. So the bottom line is that the soita could have been doing a mitzvah, had done a mitzvah, and even though she's not involved in the mitzvah right now, but it will protect her to allow the sentence to be delayed for a little bit, and that's the same
stronger.
Answer.
He's saying a mitzvah is stronger than Torah.
No. Because Torah also saved him the Yitzhahara.
I thought we just said the Torah at the time you weren't learning. That was the downfall of Dogen.
For the Yitzhahara. The Yitzhahara, but it protects. The difference, according to Rava, the difference between Torah, the reason why Torah is stronger is because Torah saves from the Yitzhahara when you're involved in it. And when you're not involved in it, it only protects.
And it doesn't save. Okay. And mitzvahs?
And when you are involved in it, it saves from both. And mitzvahs never saves from the Yitzhahara, but it saves from, it protects from Yisurim when you're involved or when you're not involved.
It's weaker. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Ravina Omar, Ravina says, La'olam schus Torah. Now going back to the original question. Really, it's referring to the schus of Torah that the woman has. Ah, you deka amr, then that which you said in the mitzvah va'isa, that she is not mitzvah va'isa, so how could it be strong enough to protect her, to save her, to protect her? Says the Gemara, nehi, granted, dipikude la'mifkida, that she is not commanded, she doesn't have a mitzvah to be involved in Torah, but be'igra with the schar, the makrin, umasnayin banayu, that they enable their children to learn chumash and to learn mishnayis, v'natron luhu leguvrayu, and they wait for them, for their husbands, ad ha'osim in v'midrasha, until they come from the Beis Medrash, milad palgaon bahadayu, don't they split the reward? They're also going to get reward for that. So Mamela says the Gemara, says Ravina, they taka have the schus of Torah just like men. Why? Because their participation is by waiting for their husbands to come home and enabling their children to learn.
How is their chelik as strong as the actual?
It's not as strong, but it's called a schus ha-Torah. Schus ha-Torah is something which is a very unique schus. It's like a key. If you have the key, you have the key.
And even that chelik is better than a mitzvah.
Correct. Okay. Correct.
Enabling the children to learn, not enabling the husband to learn?
Both. The makarim esnayim benayu, they're having their sons learn, and they're waiting for their husbands. Right? They're not bringing their husbands to school to learn. They're waiting for their husbands to learn. Their sons, they're taking them to school. Right? That's the maisa with the...
What tana are we going in?
What tana are we going
in? We have no tana.
Ravina's an amora. Ravina's an amora.
No, I understand that. But in the Mishnah, didn't Ben Avi start to say that Talmud Torah...
We're talking about sons over here. We're talking about sons. Okay? That one's talking about daughters.
So what if she drops her daughter off? To learn about Sota.
Oh, okay. Says the Gemara, my Proshas Drachem. What's the Proshas Drachem? What's the fork in the road that we had in the Gemara earlier? Amar Rav Chista said, Zeh Talmud Chacham V'yoy Misa. This is referring to a Talmud Chacham on the day of death, meaning on the day of death, after he's been a Talmud Chacham and a Tzaddik for his whole life, and he died, and he didn't get Chap by the Yitzhara, so now he could be assured that he's on the right path. But until then, until he's dead, he doesn't know, am I going this way or that way? There's a Murray the Gemaisa I'm going to share with you very quickly. That I forgot the name of the person, it was a Yid from Eretz Yisrael, Chashav Yid. He was growing up, and this is going back 100 years ago or more, he didn't smoke. And if you didn't smoke then, you were weird. Why don't you smoke? So you know what he said, why he doesn't smoke?
When was this?
100 years ago or so. In Yerushalayim, okay, from the Prussian. He said, because that we know that you never can be sure where you're going to end up. Maybe right now I'm Shemesh Shabbos. But maybe... And this is an older, he was in his 40s or whatever it is. He was an older person, 30s, 20s. I don't know exactly how old he was, but he was a chashvid. He said, maybe I'm going to end up going off the derech. And I'm not going to keep Shabbos anymore. If I smoke, that means that I'm going to be mechal Shabbos so much more. So I'm not going to start smoking. So I don't, if I get there, I'm not going to end up like that. That's not
Isaac. That's a real story.
I read the story. Is it a real story? I don't know. Wow. I read the story. I forgot the person's name. I'm going to try to look it up.
A guy like that's not going to.
The thing is that people were going off the derech.
Right.
People do go off the derech.
Yeah, it's still something which is shaykh. Anyways, Mishnah Pirkei Avos. But okay, fine. Dovar Acher, I'm sorry. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said that what's the Parashas Drachon, the fork in the road, Zeh Talmud Chacham v'Yir Aschet. This is Talmud Chacham who has his Yir Aschet. If he has Yir Aschet, then he can be assured That's his Parashas Derach. However, Ma'azotra says...
What's the Nafkamina there?
One is he's dead, and one is he's still alive. The first sheet said he had to be dead. The second sheet said if he has Yiras Chet, then
so,
that's
so
his...
So what's the crossroads in the Mashal?
Having Yiras Chet or not having Yiras Chet.
That's, so once he has that, then, yeah, he, know, then he knows...
If he has Yiras Chet, he can be assured that he's not going to go off. Okay. He's going the right way, because he has Yiras Chet. If a person just has the Chachma, that's the Mishnah Perkei Avos. If a person has more wisdom than fear, ain't chachmas miskayes.
Does that imply that the chamin chacham has to wait till the day he dies to know which way he's going?
In the first mahalach, he could only. That's the only time he could be assured of where he's going to be. That's the chavetz chaim.
Right.
The advice of the chavetz chaim, and he was 80 something years old. His Talmud had their daughter serving tea. He said, I don't think I'm a yitzchak. So don't put me in a situation. Where, you know, that's the Chafetz Chaim. Rakaponim, that's the Yeim HaMisa. Okay.
Because of the girl or the tea?
But the girl.
Nice
okay. Rav Zutra or Rav Zutra says, Zeh Tamar Chacham. This is referring to the Tamar Chacham. Desolka le'shmaitza li'vi de'hilchasa. That he was able to be mechaven to the correct pshat in what he said. Davar Acher. Another Mahalach, and this is going back to what we quoted earlier. Avera mechav a mitzvah, and Avera can extinguish a mitzvah, but in Avera mechav a Torah, and Avera cannot extinguish Torah.
Well, that's why I've heard this thing about Tam Chacham that comes to Peshat.
That's called Parashas Derachim.
Yeah.
Just close that he got to say Torah Zemes. Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Darshe Rav Menachem Bar Yosef Lahai Kro Ki Sinai. Rav Menachem Bar Yosef darshan this pasuk of Avera mechav a mitzvah, the following pasuk, as we'll see in a second, he darshan this pasuk like a Talmud Chacham, like a Sinai, ve'olmalei darshua doig va'achitoyfel hachi, and had doig and achitoyfel darshan it like this, lo'irotvu basar David, they would not have run after David. T'chsev, as it says in the pasuk, leimar saying, Elokim azavoy, Hashem abandoned David because of the aveira he did with, and I got this wrong last time, I made a mistake, He did the Aveira with Eish Yisish. Batsheva. There was a Rashi that said it ahead, you know? Shabbal Eish Yisish. Yeah, Mustafa Batsheva. Yeah, so it's all right. Okay, my Darush, what did he darshan? What did they darshan, rather? It says that you should not have an arayas, and then it says if you do that, v'shav me'acharecha Hashem will turn away from you. So they said, oh, he was baal v'asheva, so meila, Hashem is not watching him.
That was their into.
That was what they said. Why they could chase after David.
Right.
And they don't know she'aver b'chav a mitzvah ve'aver b'chav a Torah, that aver extinguishes a mitzvah but it does not extinguish Torah.
So he was still protected by Torah?
Correct. Yeah. Correct. My boiz yavuzolei. What does it mean at the end of that pasuk of Mayim Ram la yuchlu? Boiz yavuzolei, they will surely scorn him. Omar Ula Ula said, this is referring to a situation where someone wants to trade the schus ha-Torah, they want to buy the schus ha-Torah with money. And what kind of situation is it? Omar Ula like a Shimon Achi Azariah. This is not referring to a case like Shimon, the brother of Azariah, that Azariah supported Shimon. That was the agreement earlier in the beginning. Like Rabbi Yechon the Menasiya, and not like the agreement that Rabbi Yechon had that the Nasi supported him to learn. Ella rather Kehillel v'Shavna, like the story of Hillel and Shavna. The Chi Aser of Dimi, that when Rav Dimi came, Omar he said Hillel v'Shavna Achiavu. Hillel and Shavna were brothers. Hillel Osak b'Torah. Hillel was involved in Torah. Shavna Ovad Iska. And over Hillel was Isaac in Torah from poverty. Okay? Like he went up to the roof, remember? Shavna Ovad Iska and Shavna went into business. So at the end, after Hillel was Hillel Hazakin, and Shavna was now this wealthy person, Omalei, Shavna said to Hillel, To Narov the Liflik. Let's put our spoils together, so to speak. Let's combine everything and divide. You'll get half the money, I'll get half the schar. Yotz Abasko va'amra, Abasko came out and said, "In Yitin Ishes Kol Hayim Beisoy." If a person will give all of his wealth, then Boiz Yavuzulai, no thank you. And we said then that the difference is if you do it before, I think the Mashal speaks this out, if you do it before, that's Yisachar Zvulun.
What's the difference?
Because that's before. That's the case of Shimon Achi Azariah. But if it's after, when Hillel is struggling, okay, and he's like Reb Chaim Vinevsky, right, when he was young, when it was no kunz to support Reb Chaim Vinevsky when he was older in the Gadol Hador, that's no kunz. But when he was younger and he was a Talmid Chacham, was just being a masbe, sitting and learning, that already is a thing. There was a maise, and I think we'll hold it over here. There was a maise with Reb Chaim Eisenberg, who was a Talmud, an Eidim, a son of Reb Gifter.